This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Making his resolutions, everybody. This is Kate Delaney. I don't really believe in resolutions. I'll tell you what I do. Somebody asked me today, so I'll just reveal to all of you. I kind of pick a word. I thought that was a weird thing to do, but then a bunch of people I know, including some of my buddies, picked a word, and it could be anything like crush or heart or, you know, domination, I don't know, or kind, who knows. But the deal is, I think resolutions are so easy to just break. Anytime I make a resolution, like, I'm going to run a marathon this year, yeah, right, no, or whatever the resolution is. So I just stopped doing that whole resolution thing. It almost felt like a jinx to me, and it might sound weird. But maybe you do the resolutions, or maybe you just are happy to celebrate the fact that we're going into a new year, and let's hope it's not like it was last time around for all of us when we went into 2022 thinking, oh, finally, this is it, we're done. And then the Omicron variant hit us, and we weren't done with COVID. And, of course, now we're living with whatever COVID is. When you test, maybe test at home, a lot of people are testing at home, so things have changed a lot. All right, one thing that's just absolutely crazy, 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 and I'm really keeping tabs on this, you might have even heard it in the background because I've been talking to people and throughout the day about what's going on with Southwest Airlines, and it's just insane what has happened with them. But it's easy for me to say that. I mean, we already know that. Look, you know, how many flights have been canceled? The answer is almost 16,000 flights since the winter weather hit and disrupted travel on December 22nd. But the problem with Southwest is, and the fact of on Wednesday, 90% of the canceled flights in the U.S. were Southwest Airlines, is because it wasn't just the weather. It was the fact that they really did have that meltdown where it was the winter conditions, but it was their antiquated system. It's these flight crews that can't even get through. It's crazy nonsense using these manual processes to reassign flight crews who, of course, for safety reasons, are limited in the numbers of the hours that they work. So, you know, they haven't had the staffing issues that they've had in the past. The staffing issue, like I said, now hour number one, there was a staffing issue. But what I mean by staffing issue is not the people that are not showing up for work. It's the pilots or the crews, because they can't, because of the situation of the limited number of hours they're working. So let me just explain that so that makes sense. So it's just been really, really tough, whereas you've got American and United saying, hey, we're going to chip in. We're going to cap our prices on some of these routes that usually Southwest flies so that we can make our flights more accessible to some of these people who are stranded, these stranded passengers. Like Denver is the worst of all. They led in the number of cancellations on Wednesday, and they've had massive cancellations at Chicago's Midway and Dallas Love Field. I mentioned this in the first hour too. Vegas and Nashville, but in some other places as well. So people being trapped trying to fly on a different airline. And look, the CEO, Bob Jordan, is now saying we're optimistic to be back on track before next week. But I mean, the system completely melting down, and how customers feel about them, and all these hundreds of bags unclaimed, for example, at Baltimore Washington International Airport. Imagine that disaster. And it's tough because people had to figure out ways around it. You know, I think I said this, here was the word, but I'm going to say it was one word. It's really three words, but I made it like into one word. Last year to me was figure it out. There's the example. Figure it out. We live in a world of figure it out, because no one's coming to your rescue, and you have to figure it out. That's what the deal is. You have to figure it out for yourself. And this is the problem. So when you can't get through the airline, when you can't get on the website, you got to figure out some other alternative. And that's exactly what people did. If you're wondering if anyone won the Mega Millions, jackpot is now up to, ready for this, bump, $640 million because there was no winner on Tuesday. So this just keeps rolling over. If you're curious, it's topped $600 million just five times in its 20-year history. I can't even imagine when somebody eventually does win this, what that feeling would be like. It would be very strange, right? Would you, like, be obsessive, like, be compulsive about it and check the numbers over and over and over again? You might be. All right, the winter storm. Yes, the winter storm in Buffalo, they're having some, finally, starting to see a little bit of melt. But the death toll is now 37 in Erie County, New York. Crews are clearing the roads still, and first responders are actually going door to door to check on people they couldn't reach days ago when the catastrophic weather system swept the nation. At least 25 others across 11 U.S. states have also been reported dead in the storm, but really the city of Buffalo was buried in 52 inches of snow, trapping people in western New York at home, many without heat, as the Christmas weekend blizzard took out power lines. It's just a horrible, horrible storm. And this is why they're going door to door, because that's the only way they can figure it out, by going through these neighborhoods. So they're still digging out and things are starting to melt, but they're far from through this, right? They're not completely through this because they still had gotten snow through Tuesday, and pretty rough. I mean, all these other states also had some problems, but I mentioned there were other states that had problems, but New York really the absolute worst. Sad story about a woman that was found dead in her car. She was trapped by the snow, and she was only 6 miles from her home. But this is what happened. It was insane, the amount of freeze and snow and visibility that just was there. And if you weren't in your house and if you didn't get power and all those other things in between, neighbors trying to help neighbors, and of course the military out there, the National Guard, working, trying to do what they can, but they can only, of course, do so much. So they'll be glad when this white stuff is gone. All right, coming up on this show, a conversation with a woman I really love meeting this year, Cindy Myers Carlton. Why? Because she wanted to be a music teacher, and she wanted to be a music therapist, and she had such an interest in music, and of course this is actually what she she's done. But she gives instruments to kids who have the aptitude for a certain instrument and wouldn't have the money to be able to afford to do it. And she has such a good heart, and I love stories like this, encouraging, giving to these kids, giving back to so many kids over the years. So she's coming up next. Also, a conversation with Ryan Hastings. You know, my nephew even is interested in graphic comic book art, and this guy is an incredible artist, but also has a really interesting way with words in this genre that he's taken up in his books. And there's a good chance that this could turn into something much, much bigger for him than just what's on the page. So we have an interesting conversation coming up with him. And Judith Licata, who worked on a project for NASA and then went on to, you know, do her own novels about Peter in Lavender Valley, is the one we're going to speak to her about. And she talks about the secrets he uncovers as he finds that box in the attic. And it's completely fascinating to me. So stay with us. Coming up next, those conversations.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I can't tell you how thrilled I am to welcome to the show Cindy Myers Carlton. She's written a book called The Starfish Theory, The Power of Music. We had a wonderful off-air conversation. I think I could have talked to her for hours, but here we have a great segment for you, and we want to be able to share some stories. So, Cindy, thanks for coming on, and what was it that made you write this book?
I had wanted to be a music therapist my whole life since I found out about it when I was 18. I went into music education, but I always used my music to help the students I taught. I became a single mom in 1989, and I had a chance to become a music therapist, so I auditioned, and I made it. And I went to school, and I pursued my dream, and I took every opportunity I could to learn everything that would enable me to use the power of music to change a life, including my own children. And I just worked really hard, and I graduated with music ed and with music therapy.
And so then you start to teach music, and you start to share that with so many kids. Tell us some of the stories of the kids, because you've been so generous. I know that you'll find someone, they have talent, and they don't have the money for the instrument, and you've gifted that to them.
Right. I started a program in Salt Lake called Music for Literacy, and kids who were struggling in school with being bullied or learning challenges. I even worked with a young man who had problems being arrested. He was always getting in trouble. But I would tell them, be in band or orchestra, and by the end of the year, if you've improved, I will buy you your own horn, and I will give you free private lessons. And so I think I probably put about 60 kids through that program.
Wow.
Over a period of about 5 years. And I still hear from some of them. One kid is a drummer in a rock band, and his mom writes to me and sends me videos all the time of all the changes that have happened in his life because he learned how to play the drums and he had anxiety disorder, and it changed his whole life.
And so you know the power of music, and that's the beauty of it, and that's what the story is about. Tell us about the stories in the book and how you compiled it.
All right. Well, the way it relates to the starfish is that the story goes that the one man says to the other man, you can't possibly make a difference. There's too many. He says it will make a difference to the ones I throw back. Sorry. And that's my whole premise. Every person that I work with, child, adult, baby, I promise music will make a difference in their lives, and I will figure out how. Sometimes it takes creativity, but I've got all the creativity I need, and I will figure out a way to use music to change them.
So writing this book, what has that meant for you to actually see it, to have the stories out there and to be able to share that with the world?
It's been a dream come true. When Covenant Books said, okay, send us the manuscript, I sent it to them. They said, all right, we are not even going to put you through the process. We're going straight to the executive board because we've never seen a book like this. And within 3 days, it was unanimous, and they published it like that. And it's been so cool because I have my students will come to my classes. Miss Carlton, I bought your book. Will you sign it? And even this week, teachers, parents, I bought your book. Will you sign it? And they're reading it, and they're finding out about me. They're finding out how much I love my students and that I would basically do anything for my students. And I had a book signing a couple of weeks ago. When I walked into Barnes & Noble, there was like five of my kids and their families there, and they're hugging me, Miss Carlton, Miss Carlton. I mean, how can you not be changed by that? How can you not be affected by that? You yeah. know that you've made a difference. And
Absolutely.
That's all that matters to me, is that I reach these children, adults, whoever I work with, and use that power I've been trained to have to reach their soul and say, okay, here's a gift. This is going to make a difference in your life.
So the name of the story again is, and Cindy just told you about it, The Starfish Theory, The Power of Music. Cindy Myers Carlson's book is in Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever great books are sold. And ultimately, when people buy this book, what do you hope they take away from reading it?
I tell them it's 21 short stories. Read one at a time, and you will walk away with a smile on your face, and your whole day will go great. And even my students, they'll come in, I read the story about the boy with the clarinet. Did you really do that, Miss Carlton? Did that really happen? And I tell them, yeah. It's just a testimony of if you use your imagination and you use your training and you're passionate about what you do, you can help a person, a child. And nowadays especially, that is so important. To reach these people and make a difference.
It is so important to reach these people. Tell us one, we don't want to tell all the stories, but tell us one of the stories
right.
from the book.
All right. Well, I thought of one today. I was working with a boy who was nonverbal, and they mainstreamed him into my general music class. And so I also worked with him on a private music therapy session. Well, we were doing the Addams Family for Halloween. And so we would do the da-da-da-da. And so the next morning I went in to visit his class, and the bus driver comes in and says, "Who taught this kid the Addams Family?" And all of us looked at him, and I said, "I did." He said, "He sang it all the way home and all the way back to school." This was a totally nonverbal student.
Wow.
And everybody was just, "Oh my gosh," you know. His first words were the Addams Family tune. And from there, I was able to work with him through a special music therapy technique called melodic intonation therapy. And we got him becoming verbal.
Wow.
So, yeah, he learned to talk enough to communicate. So that's one. Another one is about an older adult. I worked in several nursing homes, and I would see so many sad stories. And this lady wanted to go home, but she couldn't walk yet. And her doctor said, "When you can walk, you can go home." So I went over to her and I said, "Meet me at the nurse's station tomorrow morning." She goes, "Okay." Next morning, she brings her walker. I get on a stool with a big boom box. I put in a CD. She loves Chattanooga Choo Choo. So I'm rolling backwards down the hallway with this big boom box on my lap. And all of a sudden, she is just strutting her stuff down the hall all the way around and back to her room. We did that for 3 days, and she was able to go home. And
wow.
Just to see just that power, just that distraction, her favorite song just synchronized with her body, and man, she was just chugging it down that hall. It was the most amazing thing. It really was. And so, yeah.
The power of music.
Right. That's why I wanted to be a music therapist.
Yeah. So. And that's what your book is all about, that it's so inspiring, so uplifting. And there's so many other stories that you share in it. Again, The Starfish Theory, The Power of Music, Cindy Myers Carlton. What a delight to have you on. You are a gift to the world. And please go out and buy this book.
Thank you so much for having me.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Washington State lawmakers will consider a bill next year that would impose tighter restrictions on phone companies that allow illegal robocalls. Attorney General Bob Ferguson and State Representative Mari Levette are sponsoring the legislation. In 2021, around 835,000 Washingtonians lost money to scam robocalls. The bill would make it illegal to robocall someone on the Do Not Call registry. Using a false caller ID would be prohibited. Voice services that knowingly conduct illegal robocalls could face penalties. Individuals individuals would be able to file lawsuits against the companies. The Biden administration is renewing its commitment to free ex-Marine Paul Whelan from a Russian prison. Today marks 4 years since Whelan's detention in Russia. He's serving a 16-year sentence on espionage charges the U.S. says are baseless. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said officials will not stop until Americans can celebrate Paul's return. I'm Julio Flores. USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Ryan Hastings is with us, and boy, you want to talk about fantasy on steroids in a good way. He's got such an interesting and powerful series that he's put together, Rituals, and we're going to talk about rituals like a dance, but he's got several different iterations of what happens, etc., and interesting characters, and we're going to talk about that with him. So, Ryan, thanks for hanging with us.
Good to be here.
Let's talk about how you came up with this in the first place. How did this come out of your mind? Where did it develop? Where did you find the time? What happened?
Well, it can't be avoided. This is how the literal series began, was back in 2016. I was unconstitutionally detained for 10 months without getting into any details. It was 10 and a half, almost 11 months in which I did devise this. I didn't go to college for writing and English and all that. I was in criminal justice and psychology and stuff. I've never done anything like this, but it was out of pure necessity to create my own entertainment. I just took pen and pad and went to town. And even what's written down is lengthy. And I mean, we're looking at, I want to say 11 publishes by the end of this project. So there's tons of content, and all of it was essentially crystallized within those 10 months. And I mean, I use the same bag full of like my envelopes and folders as like a weight bag to exercise, just to give you an idea of how much paper there was. But yeah, that's where it came from. So it was kind of like a psychological defense mechanism, just an outpouring. I've always been an artistic guy, musician and whatnot. So, I mean, it was just a lot of, I guess, everything that my mind could pull together to make into a fun story to tell itself. Just came out. And this will be the sixth year that I'm working on this project.
Wow. And it's exciting the directions that it's taking and what's happening. And we'll talk about that down the line. But first, let's talk about Rituals Like a Dance. If you were going to describe to us what it's about, what would you say?
It certainly sets the foundation, the initial foundation, in terms of how quickly things tend to transpire in terms of activity levels. I mean, it's a very, it's a roller coaster, right? It hits the ground running. Everything is very fast paced. So one should go into it if they're, you know, if they've heard this, then they have a good heads up. But there are a lot of characters. A lot is happening in different facets and different places of this world that is, you know, fully developed, fully functioning in terms of, you know, the elements and weather and gravitational patterns and how things are explained. It certainly opens up into those explanations as the series goes on. But the first one definitely introduces the reader to kind of the magnitude and power, the overkill that I kind of write in deliberately, just to really help crystallize just the fun factor, because that's what I want the readers to get the most of, is entertainment, just for the sake of entertainment. And I like to think, you know, every element is in and throughout the series. While romance isn't necessarily a focal point, it's weaved in very well and very subtly. Most of the graphic explanation comes in to, in terms of violence. So that's the other thing that people should kind of be aware of, is it's an intense, it's a lot of intensity behind all of this. You know, lots of fire and lightning and heat and bombs and, you know, just the size and scale of what's actually happening. It's, because this planet is kind of just a trippy reflection of our own. So it's like, you know, consider, you know, just across the seas, you knew this place was there, how big it is, and just able to, you know, see and feel, you know, the shakes of like a global cataclysm. Because that's what a portion of this is, you know, the literal destruction of like parts of the world itself, but also the demonic nature of it. So that gets into, you know, how all the battles are fought. It's very black and white, good versus evil. Very modern for, in the sense that it's just very, very far out fantasy.
Yeah, that's a perfect description. You even said to me, it's like a dark, fun ride. It's a dark, fun ride. And you, one of the characters you talked about that is kind of a thread in a lot of the books, a lot of the other books as you go along, is Sway. Tell us about Sway.
So she, in terms of pecking order and just power and presence of character, I mean, she's the third-born archangel. So she's kind of like the big sister of like the entire angelic order. but she's, in terms of what she can do, she's, you know, she's Superman. Pretty much just invincible, badass, but she's very cool, very chill, very down to the planet. You find out, you know, within book two specifically, you know, she has a link with humanity to where it like burns in her chest really badly if like a bunch of people are dying all at once. And so it actually, you know, gives her sort of a stake and, just a statement in what she believes in of them. So she's always been one of my faves, and she sticks around. Because the roster isn't set. You know, people do come and go.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, the roster isn't set, which I think is very, very interesting about this. Did you ever imagine that you would have this much material, that you would have this much fun putting it together, including doing the amazing covers?
I mean, if you had told me, hey, you're going to be talking to people about, you know, a sci-fi fantasy series you write when you're, you know, 34, if you told me that when I was in middle school, high school, even college, I'd have been like, what? I mean, turns out I do enjoy, you know, I guess essentially just staying in my own imagination. it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. There's a lot of content, so I'm getting to where, I'm kind of finding myself in needs of like breaks a little bit, but you know, everything's already out there, so that's, I might be able to, you know, rest my head a little bit. But it is still going. Like I still write for it. Almost on a daily basis. So just plug in my music and go to town.
Yeah. And I said that you mentioned to me a dark, fun ride. What else do you hope people take away from reading the series?
Maybe just a little, greater consideration of kind of the bigger questions in life. You know, where do we come from? What do we believe in? And just kind of taking in the world around us in terms of considering others and just how everything really is intertwined, you know, more than people give credit for. And that is part of what is in, you know, this planet Hearth is just, there's like almost with everything, there is some kind of energy flow and it all passes to and through everything and everyone. And, you know, that is just broken down on different levels beyond that. But, just, I don't know, a little introspection.
I like that. I think you nailed it. That's perfect. Ending with, you know, the introspection, of course. And we only have a couple of minutes left, but this is going to go some interesting places. There's audio involved in this and then animation. That's got to be pretty exciting. Tell us about that, the future.
Well, right now it's a single episode, essentially a 30-minute, quote-unquote, short film. Which is it is literally the intro to book one. So it's the first chapter up until a certain point. But I mean, that's what it's written. It's already, you know, the script is already doled out. It's obviously a very long process. But given that this series comes to me in the sorts of like color and graphics of like anime and animation and stuff rather than, you know, live action, so to say. And that's reflected in the covers as well. I've liked to draw stuff like that for years, but I never thought that I'd be, stamping my own, you know, book covers with something.
Perfect. It's perfect. And that's a perfect place to end it. You never thought. And that's the idea. And that's why it's just flows. And you can see that flow. And definitely when you look at the covers, you can see that for sure. Ryan Hastings, thank you so much. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And we look forward to see what happens with you in the future. Thanks.
Thank you.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Darling, darling, your love is like a mystery train. Wherever it goes and ain't never coming back, 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 back. Darling, darling, your love is like a mystery train. Wherever it goes and ain't never coming back, 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 back.
Judith Licata joins us. She's written a book called The Mystery of Love, The Adventures of Peter in Lavender Valley. And Judith has an interesting background. She was even part of a team of teachers for NASA that developed aeronautical lesson plans by McGraw-Hill. So it's like a big, big deal to have that happen. And now here she has this novel for young people. So, Judith, thanks for coming on. And tell us, first of all, about being a part of that team of teachers for NASA.
Sure. I was invited by the woman that got the $1 million contract with NASA to develop a K-8 aeronautics internet textbook for educators. It was developed and processed, and today the textbook has about 2 million hits monthly. It has been very well received across the nation, and the workbook that was created by McGraw-Hill from the textbook was developed after the K-8 Aeronautics Internet textbook for the educators was developed. I was a part of 6 teachers that developed this process, and my boss at the time invited me to go ahead and do another second project, which was called Math to the Moon and Beyond. And it was an exciting time and really developed my skills in writing.
Nice. So now you write this novel. Why'd you write a novel?
I wrote a novel so that I could have a larger audience in schools and in libraries across the nation.
So you write the book again. The book is The Mystery of Love, The Adventures of Peter in Lavender Valley. Where did the inspiration come for this story?
It came from a wide variety of experiences that I had growing up. And so I developed a whole community called Lavender Valley and gave the main character, Peter, an adventure with his cousin after he finishes his fourth grade school year. And during that time, other people come into the story that help him to go through the process of losing his dad to World War One. And one of the adventures that happens is that two men come into the local pharmacy where there is a drugstore and a counter, where these two men come in and they ask, "We're looking for a sea captain." And the woman who runs the counter says, "No, we don't have anybody in this area that fills that description." And so during the summer, a truck, a mysterious truck, keeps coming into the valley, driving around the back road. And Peter and his cousin, who's staying with him for the summer, try to figure out who he is. And the second mystery is that these two men that come in with black suits from the government keep reappearing in the story, wanting to know where the sea captain is. And what ends up happening is that we do not find out who these two men are looking for until the end of the book. And so there's interwoven with the adventures that Peter and Jonathan have with their friends and with their encounters with different people that live in the valley. These two men keep reappearing. And at the end of the story, we find out who the old man is in the driving the truck. And this happens during the time when Peter is imagining what he will do when he grows up. And he has just an essence in his personality that activates his mind and his adventures.
Wow. I love that that all unravels at the tail end of it. Was it fun for you to write the book?
It was fun and it was challenging and it was impactful because of interweaving with different things that happened as I was growing up. One thing that I bring into the book was a cat that was similar to a cat that I had that would go in the backyard, and this is unbelievable, but he would put an avocado under his chin, and then he would climb up a tree and come into the window of an upstairs apartment that we lived in, and he would dump the avocado on the floor. Well, in the story, I bring that personality of that cat into Peter's neighbor, Teresa. And so it really gives me an opportunity to express things that have happened in my own life through the character in Lavender Valley.
Yes, it's interesting. Let me stop you there. It made me think of this, what happened with your childhood. Can a child's emotions and identity be strengthened, do you think, by a book like yours?
I definitely believe that. And I think that kids today, because of their exposure to the media, do not understand the value of reading a book and holding it in their own hands, because it gives them the opportunity to develop their own imaginative skills in their own emotional development.
Yeah, well said. What do you hope on that same note? What do you hope the audience listening, the kids who read it, even adults who get it and read it to kids, etc., what do you hope they take away from reading your book?
That their creation, and when they were created in the image of God, and that they can have a personal encounter with their creator God. And that's part of what I've also interwoven into the story.
Yeah, did you have, you know, you made me think because of the NASA experience, and that was academic, and then going in this direction. Did you read a lot when you were a kid? Did you have a lot of favorite books?
I did. And one of the books that I really enjoyed was Alice in Wonderland. And
yeah.
I don't know if you're aware, but in Alice in Wonderland, it was a comment on what was going on in our world and in the politics of England. And so I have interwoven at the very end of the book how the encounters of what goes on today in our society, in our world, in our countries that are trying to take over the world, I have also included that in the very tail end of the book. Peter finds out through some of the characters of what could possibly happen in the future in the years and centuries ahead.
There you go. We don't want to give too much away. Judith Licata, again, the book is really intriguing for kids for sure. The Mystery of Love, The Adventures of Peter in Lavender Valley. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's so interesting that Judith said Alice in Wonderland, because I think there's lots of different metaphors and meanings in Alice in Wonderland. And as a kid, that was probably one of my favorite books, too. I would say that. And I agree with her. You know, when we talk to authors who focus on kids about the imagination and the importance of books, that's one of my reasons for doing these author segments, because I always, when I was a kid, that was so encouraged for me to read books. And I lost my father at a young age, and I read books, and it lifted me up. There was something about escaping to these different places, and that's exactly what she's saying when she talks about Peter, who is a fourth grader who is, you know, grieving the loss of his father in the First World War. And as he's leaving for school, as she was talking about, for summer, leaving school for summer vacation, what does he do? How does he escape from all that sadness? And he daydreams about the fun that he's ultimately going to get into when he has this treehouse that, and it's even on the cover of the book, that his uncle is building for him in the backyard of his home in what we talk about, Lavender Valley. But there's all kinds of twists and interesting, I think, exciting moments in this book. It's like she said, it all unravels and you get it at the end. You figure out other parts of it at the end. So the fact that you have this fourth grader on a summer vacation, what he unearths in a box in the attic, and some of the secrets and the mysteries and all those things that, you know, make him very, very curious. It's really, really an interesting, interesting read for sure. So like I said, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.